This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
August 16th is upon us, Wednesday. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, bringing you into touch with some reality. Everybody's reality is different. Some realities are a little more positive, a little better than others. The discussion that we had about Iowa and DeSantis going to the fair and to Trump going to the fair brought me around to remembering that this is the season. August and September are when all these state fairs take place. You ever been to one of these, Jay?
I have. So much fun.
Mm-hmm. The foods.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I love going and getting the lemonade stand. Right. Fresh lemonade.
But all the decadent stuff that's on a stick. And then there's the livestock competition and the late summer festivals. Illinois has got one that's really cool. The Iowa one people are talking about. And then there are the presidential hopefuls who show up. But the most special thing to see this year, and it's been around for a number of years in Illinois, is the special annual Butter Cow Contest. Do you know how this works? Have you ever seen
No.
the Butter Cow? It's
what
a sculpture. They create a cow. They have a contest every year. They use 800 pounds of creamed, well, it's mostly butter, actually. They have to keep it hard, so it's something you've got to do in the cold. They have competition, so they create a cow, and one of the sculptors is Sarah Pratt, who has won this thing, made an entry, and she says that one of the things you have to realize, if you can't make it out to the fair before it ends, you need to look at the pictures that are on, because the fair in Illinois is a week later than the Iowa one. So they have this wonderful, it's just fabulous. You've got to check it out. Check out the pictures of the 800-pound butter cow from the Illinois State Fair. Just amazing. Just one of those things. Amazing. Also, speaking of pictures, the NASA website has the best pictures from the, I never pronounced this correctly, is it Perseid, P-E-R-S-E-I-D?
Yeah, the Perseid meteor shower.
Perseid meteor, yeah. You see any of that?
No, we had weather that hindered all view of the sky.
Yeah, a lot of people saw it over the weekend, last a couple of nights, so that's something that's very cool as well. Now, the business that's not cool is what's going on in Hawaii, the continuing focus on the what happened with the fire. 106 people are confirmed dead. Another 100 or two. I guess there are still hundreds of people that haven't been accounted for. This town is... people keep trying to come up with words that are different, that are appropriated, the word I've been using is incinerated. That's really what it looks like. The town is burnt, incinerated, destroyed. And then you wonder, okay, so we've had all of those reviews. Then what happens? What's the mission here to rebuild? There's no power. There's no power. There's no phones. Nothing. Everything's dead. Dead, dead, dead. And so how do they work? Well, I mean, they will reestablish it. There are all kinds of people coming over from the mainland and actually from a lot of different countries. There's a mobile morgue. This sort of reminds me of what happened in World War II with the Nazis, and they pick up the Jews on the street every morning. That's kind of what this is. They're going around trying to find what's left of these What a grim, horrible job that must be, right? You sort through the remains and find what's left of these people, and there isn't much for some of them. So it's been a week. Things are very difficult. That's an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
They still have service. The airlines are still servicing because there are still people trying to get out of there.
Well, yeah, the Western Maui. But Maui is a relatively larger
island.
The rest of Maui is still okay and really going to be relying on tourism, especially right now.
Yeah. Well, you can go. You just can't go over to this part of the island and get anywhere. 2,000 people are going in and out of there a day, it seems. 10,000 customers got power back yesterday. And so there's a bit of improvement, but you look at what's gone on there and people who own property, what are the insurance companies going to do? Hopefully they all had fire. Don't most insurance policies have fire damage now in them?
I believe so. And I think it also just depends on where you are and who you're with. Some it's automatic. Some I think you are required to purchase it, but it's not an automatic. You have to set it up. And then what I always kind of found interesting is depending on where you live, you may not be eligible for certain kinds of insurance. Like I think if you live somewhere where wasn't that a thing recently with California? If you live in an area where they get a lot of wildfires, insurance is like, we're not going to give you a policy because it's most likely going to happen. I know that's how it is for flooding. If you live in an area that floods a lot, you will have a hard time finding insurance for in case it floods. It's like, well, isn't that what insurance is for?
I'm on the rampage against insurance companies. I just I have this confrontation going on my farm for risks that they don't want to take, which are a part of farming, daily farming activities. And this is a company that insures lots of farms and specializes in agriculture. And they said we don't want to cover you anymore. And so there's no regulation what you have to do in order to be an insurance company to do business in various states. They can decide, like in California, I think State Farm just said, we're not writing any more policies in California. My daughter had State Farm insurance on her car and on the house. They just said, well, we're not renewing and we're not going to write any more insurance. And they can do it because it's a private company and they can't be told. I guess that they can't be told. The government's not going to say, you're a private. So what will happen? The government will get into the insurance business. Yeah. One more business the government doesn't need to be in that they'll try to get into because they'll claim that it's protecting, the citizens of California. It's just this whole business of these monopolies in every single business. I see it, and again, I'm kind of off on a toot about insurance companies because I have a farm insurance policy with a farm company, and they just said to me last week, we're not going to renew your policy. I said, why? Well, because we don't want to. Okay, well, that's your choice. There are fewer and fewer companies because the company that owns this company bought out another company, so they don't have as much competition. So we're really down to like two or three companies that do this, and that's it.
Wasn't there once upon a time a fight against monopolies, against businesses monopolizing certain markets?
Yeah, that's
what
Justice Department is supposed to be doing. Well, that's what happened with the American Airlines and JetBlue thing. It was going to be so big that the Justice Department said no. But they don't do that very often. A lot of pressure comes from the reality of campaign contributions and lawyers and lobbyists and congressmen and women who get influenced by these people, and they, this is going to be good for business. Yeah, put the two businesses together. Prices will be lower, better service. That's always the biggest line of bunkum. It never happens that way. Never, never, never. And so here we are. We consolidate. Look at the radio business. What happened to the radio business? We had all kinds of great competition, great ownerships, great companies. And after 1996 with that, and you hear me talking about this all the time because it really is a bug in my ear, it ruined the radio business. I'm the only one left doing this kind of programming on my own with my own production company. Everybody else is gone because they've either been bought up or they've been put out of business by the three big companies. Push them out of the way. Get rid of them. You know, you can hear all the great touting of iHeart and, oh, they're going to do this. And, no, Well, they are doing it, and the customer, I suppose, likes it, but the reality is you have less competition, and therefore you have fewer choices. Anyway, that's another, I'm off on, the insurance thing really burns my butt at the moment. Prosecutors for the newly minted special counsel David Weiss pushing back on Hunter Biden's assertion that they reneged on that deal, the plea deal. Is this still going on? Are we still talking about this?
Yeah, well, I think he had. There's all these other charges that now coming in, and
it was a bad deal.
With it, more plea deal.
He shouldn't have gotten the plea deal. I mean, talking about reneging, it should never have been offered to him in the first place. And the only reason it was offered to him is because he's Joe Biden's kid. Mm-hmm. That's it.
He's
other than that,
son.
Wouldn't happen for me or you. We'd be in the slammer by now, and they'd have thrown away the key.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be whining, you phony balonies. The legal team has cited a couple of written and oral communications during the plea negotiations, and this is what they say is the reason for them suing. They're going to sue. Everybody's going to sue. And the only people that make out when you sue are the people who are doing the suing, i.e. the lawyers.
But the judge is the one that threw it out.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to do sue the judge? Good luck with that. Oh, so, I don't know, do I want to do this now? A Florida woman accused of murdering her roommate dumped my diet Mountain Dew on her so the police couldn't tell it was her that did it.
Right.
Who comes up with that idea? Where'd that idea come from? Since when is diet Mountain Dew away?
Yeah.
What? Huh?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Is it the aspartame that's in it? You think that's, like, better than bleach? What's
I don't know.
Happening?
Well, you can't put bleach on you, so I suppose that's it. That's how you do it. And I don't want to give people ideas. I just find it interesting that she was a diet Mountain Dew drinker. And so after she killed her roommate, she pours a lot of cans of diet soda, Mountain Dew, on her. This was her way to wash the blood from her leg before it could be tested. Ugh. Jerks. All right. Well, nothing uplifting about that. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Kenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flatweed shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Sugar. It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Need to Know program. I need to know more about this deal for the first 10 callers getting 2 free nights in Las Vegas, says one listener. Well, madam, here's what you do. You dial 800-419-D-O-U-G. Strangely enough, that spells Doug. And if you put it onto the keyboard of your phone, you'll find the number is 3684. So, if I can make it easier for you, if you don't want to have to figure it out, 800-419-3684, the number to call for a good time. For a good time, call Doug.
Call Doug.
At 800-419-3684. That's it. Fabulous Las Vegas.
We should start writing that in bathrooms.
Yeah, right, exactly. For a good time, call Doug. All right, let's see what's going on. This is the latest, the continuing story of Catherine McPhee, the nanny. What happened with that? She and her husband, they married, right, David Foster?
Yes, yeah, they're married.
Right. We were talking, I think, on Monday about her cutting her trip.
She had to leave a few days earlier. They only had a couple more shows left. It was David Foster's Hitmaker tour, and she was with it, and just that family tragedy that was unknown at the
they knew there was a problem.
To the public.
Right. All right, so we'll tell you what actually happened right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
I'm over it. I'm over it.
All right, so we're focused on Catherine McPhee, who's probably better known for her acting than she is, even though she was a big winner on American Idol. She and her husband on tour. We were talking about that story. And now the story of the nanny, whose name was Yadira Kalito. She died in an accident at a car dealership. How do you do this?
Yeah.
The woman who was trying to test out the car runs over.
She was
over.
Bringing it for... she was bringing her car service? For the maintenance service, yes.
Right.
And she was
84-year-old. She's bringing the Toyota into the car dealership, and so she runs over the nanny at the dealership, right?
She was bringing it up, and instead of hitting the brakes, she accidentally hit her gas and drove into the dealership itself, into the customer reception area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just,
who would have thought? How many
details?
What are the odds?
Awful.
Yeah, what are the odds of this happening under the circumstances?
It seems this is happening more and more often, and you and I have discussed, Doug, about people needing to, there's the argument of people of a certain age needing to do the tests anymore, but
yep.
I'm a big fan of just, hey, once you get your license for the first time every so many years, you should do the test again, but it seems like there are more and more news topics or stories of people who went to hit the brake, and they instead hit the gas, and they're typically somebody of a certain age, but it's not always. There was a situation that happened a few towns away from me over the summer where an elderly person went to hit the brakes, parking the car, hit the gas, and went right into a place of business and took I think it was like an 18 or 19-year-old employee down. He was okay, but yeah, the nanny did not survive her injuries.
Well, it's a shame, but that's the story behind the story here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump claims he has evidence and a detailed report showing fraud occurred during the 2020 general election in Georgia. Trump says he will release the details during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. The Pacific Northwest is in for hot temperatures this week as a heat wave blankets the region. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. Forecasters urge people in those states to prepare for triple-digit temperatures through tomorrow. The world's richest university is encouraging its students to apply for food stamps. In a school flyer last week, Harvard University reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps. Some wonder why. Harvard has an endowment fund of $53 billion. Lance Pry. USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's gonna
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi guys, it's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
This is appropriate tune and not Hawaii 5-0 by the Ventures, I suppose. There are a lot of other things. There are a lot of good things going on the other islands and even on the Big Island. It just is that particular city that has had
the
woeful...
Oh, on the island of Maui. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Just woeful stuff. Here's some interesting news from the world of science. You know how I am about science. Some of it's good. Some is not so good. Depends on the people. It's only as good as the people who are involved in the exploration or whatever they're working on. So, there's a new ecosystem that has been found this week, or at least the information has been released. These folks are mapping the deep sea life that is beneath the sea floor. So you have one, you know, you have the ocean itself and what lives in the ocean, and then you have what lives on the floor, what they call the floor of the ocean, and now they're finding that there's life under the sea floor. This is a this is sort of an undersea volcano area in the East Pacific Rim, kind of off the coast of Central America and the Pacific side, what would be the west side. A lot of marine biologists have been working down there, oceanographers, discovering that there are new kind of worms and snails and bacteria that live under the seafloor. So they've done the AI thing, Jay. They're using an underwater robot because they can't go down as far, you know, humans can't survive down that deeply. They're overturning chunks of volcanic crust, and they see these narrow little cave systems that the animals can go in and out of. And so when they see how the hydrothermal vents work, you can see these sometimes in pictures. There's no, it's dark. There's no light down there. So whatever they're looking at has to be artificial light. But the habitats are really very interesting. And what it does for me when I look at this, all these cavities and the stuff that's floating around down there, it just leaves, we have these, the people who are the ecologists and environmentalists that go wahoo yaka bunga about the things that are disappearing, but they don't talk about all the new things that are being discovered all the time. Under the coral reefs, there are these tube worms, for example. Really weird. Look, they look like a tapeworm.
Yeah.
But, you know, they say that there's life beneath the surface of the bottom of kind of contradictory. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. It's just what I'm saying here, a couple of different things. It's amazing what people can find in their exploratory. Every week we talk about two or three different discoveries of things that have been found by people that are doing archaeological things or looking down underneath. In this circumstance, there's people talk about space being the last frontier. I don't believe that at all. I think that the ocean and what's under the ocean and what's under the surface of our Earth, under the crust that's 70 miles down, it's fascinating to figure out what's down there, what lives, or can anything. Yeah, apparently stuff can live down there. Something else to be just thoughtful about, or something else to focus on other than the indictment of former President Donald Trump.
Yes.
Really? There's something else going on?
Oh,
wow! No! Really? Amazing. Do you know what today is?
What is it?
Thanks for asking. Today is National Telejoke Day.
Hooray!
Hooray! You heard me chuckle, right? When we went into break at the bottom of the hour, I was looking at some of these jokes, and you go back to, you know, this is, people have been joking for 4,000 years. There are lots of, the Trojan War, in a sense, was a joke.
I don't think a lot of people found that joke very funny.
No, they didn't, but it was, in a sense. So what makes you laugh? The structure, is it the kind of, one of the reasons that my grandson loves me as much as he does, and I love him, is because we both have the same sense of humor. We are both very silly. Gramps, you're so silly. Gramps, you're so fun. And it's because I tell him jokes like this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Settle down, cowgirl.
Okay, that's cute.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noble.
Noble who?
Nobel. That's why I knocked. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alice who?
Alice who?
A list of reasons you should let me in.
What?
Who's the knock, knock?
Who's the knock, knock who?
No, just knock, knock.
Who's there?
Police.
Police who?
Police, hurry up. It's nearly lunchtime. All right, they're getting worse as we get out. But anyway.
Oh.
the point
I have one
is,
for you, Doug.
Okay, good.
What did the snail say when it got a ride on the turtle's back?
Hurry up.
Whee! Because snails are slower than turtles.
I heard that, yes. Thank you very much. All right, so maybe the way that you work your way through the day today is to just lighten it up a little.
That just happened.
Yeah. No, don't forget it because it was silly. It's so laughter among all the things that are expressive in our beings. Laughter is the most contagious thing. We all smile. We all laugh. You have a great laugh. Jennifer has a great laugh. My daughter has the most amazing laugh. She just bellows when she laughs, and I love it. I call it, it's a kind of like a cow laugh. She doesn't take that particularly. She doesn't think that that's the most wonderful way to describe it, but it's big. It's a heavy laugh.
Yeah, I get what you're talking about, though, because there are some people who just have such an infectious laugh. You have no idea what they're talking about, but the next thing you know, you are laughing so hard you are crying just based off of their laugh has infected you in the best way possible.
Yeah, exactly. So the bottom line is here, tell a joke to somebody. The structure of the joke isn't important. It could be a funny story, any comical situation. Think about the best stuff, the most profound, the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. He used to have some of the best stand-up stuff. Some of the stand-up comedians today are just vulgar. And they have to, the only way to get a good laugh is going to be crude.
There is a certain brilliance in a proper setup, even if it does include vulgarity. But vulgarity vulgarity's sake is so, not my cup of tea.
Nope. All right, here's something that is perhaps a cup of tea. A lot of people drink certain things to lose weight. They exercise to lose weight. They do almost anything. They'll grab at straws. They'll spend lots of money to lose weight. When in fact, it's a pretty simple proposition that you can check out easily by going to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. So you can find the secret to their success. It's not a big deal. That is, it's basic stuff. The formula for collagen, the proteins, the enzymes, the aloe vera, other things that are just in the right mixture. Doctor and a bunch of nurses that work for them put this formula together, and now you can use it to lose weight and keep it off the natural way. You don't have to have any drugs, no stimulants, none of that stuff. Just good, solid research, good, solid product. I'm proud to talk about it on this program and to get you to go to their website, toploss.com. So do it now. And enjoy the fruits of your labor. You can exercise, you can go on a diet, but support it with Calitrin because it will keep the weight off once you've lost it. And right now you can enjoy the Dog Days of Summer sale going on. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you're checking out of toploss.com with the product, and you don't have to pay for shipping either. That's all at toploss.com.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
After the hour, joining us now, Jay and Doug and John Harper from WMEL on the space coast of Florida. We were going to talk about the launch, the SpaceX launch, which was supposed to take place, I think, tonight, as a matter of fact, but it's been called off or put back because of the weather down there. And I guess maybe that makes for interesting conversation in and of itself, John, because you're certainly on the cusp of the hurricane season, even though all eyes seem to be on the Pacific, what's going on off the Hawaiian Islands. But already some storms have developed not far from you. You want to update us on what there is around Cape Canaveral, where you are?
Well, first of all, Doug, you're right. The launch for tonight canceled due to bad weather, and they have yet to announce when the new launch date will be, probably within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But hurricane season starting to pick up. Today through September is the time in which hurricanes really start to thrive in the Atlantic Basin. Now, a couple of things have developed. We've talked before about the sands of the Sahara, which act as a diffuser, so to speak. They mm-hmm. diffuse sunlight, and they keep, therefore, the temperature a little bit cooler, and they don't allow as many hurricanes to form. However, there is thoughts, beliefs by the National Hurricane Center that this is about to change, and things could really start to pick up between now and September 10th, which is the height of the hurricane season. At the moment, Doug, things have been pretty calm, nothing really happening, but this morning we have two tropical disturbances in the Atlantic that we're keeping a close watch on, and also one in the Gulf of Mexico that bears watching as well. So things are starting to heat up, but depending on El Nino, which is going to be dipping further south than it normally does at this time of the year, this is going to help perhaps shear off some of the wind at the upper atmosphere and keep the hurricanes at bay. But nonetheless, things are picking up. People here in Florida especially are on edge because of the hot temperatures we've had here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you have had. It's broke some records. But you know what? The naysayers being who they are and what they do is to try to stir people up. We've had these warnings the last 4 or 5 years, and they haven't materialized. So whether it's going to happen or not, you don't really know. I guess to err on the side of caution is probably pretty smart. But the other side of it is, you know, how much excitement is even the right word. How much distraction can you really stand? Or how much should we put up with as much as anything else? See, you got this fear and that fear and this person's that. It's like full of, our lives are almost programmed to be full of fear. And the latest is, well, is there a hurricane? And, well, you know, can't do anything about it. Maybe you can prepare for it. That's the best part of having an early warning. And that's certainly what the problem was out in Hawaii. They didn't have an early warning signal. You know, it's like wintertime, or it's like summertime. It's hot in the summer, it's cold in the winter. Hello, hurricanes come and hurricanes go. So,
people, and you're right, Doug, but people here in Florida are especially concerned because of what they saw last year in Fort Myers Beach.
Yeah, right over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. All right, today's joke day. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Summer wasn't bad either. A little weather joke there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hi, John. You're a great friend. Thank you. John Harper, WMEL, here on the Good Day. I had to finish it. We've been too damn serious, okay? Lighten it up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's some more charming movie music for us here from The Terminator. Here's Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug. All right, so what happened? Arnold stubbed his toe on this day in 1980. What happened?
James Cameron, the director of Terminator, turned 69 years old today.
Wow,
you know, we talk about a lot on the air, like who's the best directors of our generation. I think we both agree it's Spielberg, but Scorsese's right there. In a lot of ways, for more sophisticated adult-oriented R-rated drama, Scorsese's the best. But James Cameron's right there.
Right.
In that, I mean, and think about this guy. He did Terminator 1 and 2, right? He shot Terminator in 84 on a fairly low budget. It is still a classic. It's a highly inventive movie, very thought-provoking, especially
his
now.
Wife at the time was the female lead.
No, Linda Hamilton, correct.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And she's really good in that movie, great action hero. Then he did Aliens, I think, as good a sequel as any movie ever made, and one of the best movies of that genre ever. With Sigourney Weaver nominated for an Oscar, great female hero. Yeah. He did True Lies. He did The Abyss, a film I'm a big fan of. Titanic, obviously one of the biggest hits ever. I love that movie. And then Avatar 1 and 2. Now, here's the thing. Like, I'm not that big a fan of these Avatar movies. And the guy has so much talent. He's put all his eggs in one basket. And sort of sad that he hasn't made a diverse body of work over the last 15 years.
Well, what the right word is, obsessed.
Yes, he's an obsessive personality. A lot of the actors who work with him have had issues with him.
Yeah.
Well, but Avatar has, like, rides at thrill rides at amusement parks. What is it, Disney World?
Made a lot of money, the guy.
Well, you said it perfectly. I don't really look at them. Like, I don't watch, like, when I watch Avatar Way of Water in a theater, I was like, you know what? It's very interesting, but is it really a movie? It feels like a theme park attraction. It's not what I go to the movies for. But
no, I'm with you on that.
Easter Island, listen, it made a ton of money. I'm sure he's happy. The studio's happy.
Yep.
Theater owners are happy.
Jessica Chastain is trying to get Octavia Spencer to do a sequel to The Help, which was around in 2011. Based on a novel.
Yeah, but now was written, the sequel, be off a novelization or just an original idea that
come up with another story?
I think it's based off of the characters they played because they had such a unique relationship in the film. So kind of like a sequel spinoff.
Got it.
Viola Davis was in the earlier movie. Emma Stone was in it.
Yes.
Sissy Spacek. Allison Janney. I'd forgotten that she was
Howard.
In it.
She
yeah.
Was
yeah.
That's a good movie. It was a good movie.
All right, what are you cooking?
The three biggest hits of this year: Super Mario Brothers, Barbie, Oppenheimer, all movies produced for under $150 million. The films that are going to have a hard time reaching profitability are all movies that are right around the $300 million budget mark: Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Fast and the Furious X, and Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. So the lesson here, Doug, would be, they need to make movies for the big movies. They need to make those movies for under $200 million. I think when you hit $300 million plus on a budget, if all the stars don't align, you're going to have issues.
I don't. Well, see, I'm not buying. You have this continuing
theme.
The theme of doom here.
No.
Nobody's going to have a barbecue for Tom Cruise and or anybody who was in Mission Impossible or any of these other movies. They make money, but it takes them longer to get there. I find them to be more appealing, frankly, at least the movies like Mission Impossible. I love that stuff. And I thought Mission Impossible was a great movie. I thought Indiana Jones was fabulous.
I just think you can't make Jones with an 80-year-old actor that cost $300 million.
Don't be denigrating old-timers just because they're old.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Yep. You're making fun of us because we're old.
Oh, boy.
All right, here's the end.
Did I woke up today? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Rolling Thunder actress Linda Haynes has died at the age of 75. What do we know about her other than...
I'm not sure. I remember that movie. Actually, a pretty good movie. I think William Devane was the star
in
the film.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
I like
whatever happened to him?
He's really good. He still works. He's played the president a handful of times in different movies.
Yep.
Primarily, he really got a big elevation in his career when he did Knots Landing. He played a character with Greg Sumner back in the day. Who was awesome.
Right. Tommy Lee Jones was in that movie, too.
Yes, he was. It's a good movie. That is a good movie. It has a very strong cult following, that film, actually.
All right. You have one more quickie for us?
I do not. Other than it's been a pleasure. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.
There we go. How about that for a wrap? It's been a pleasure. We've had a great time. You have a great day. Jay, I wish the same to you and James and the millions of other people that may have our ear, but we've got their ear at the moment. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.